The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Talk about spin. All right. I'm moving into editorial mode here, okay? This is my personal feelings, all right? Let me just saw this just, I mean, 2 minutes ago, during that commercial break, 2 minutes ago I saw this. Red, white, and boom, canceled. It's July. It's July. And it's canceled? Okay. Now, I understand, you know, I understand that I'm not in charge of planning, and I get that, all right? I don't have all the information that they have. I am very, very aware of that. I have been a part of and planned big events before. Not anything on that magnitude, but what gets me is the spin. They just released this just a little bit ago. The board of directors for Red, White, and Boom, the 501c3 nonprofit supported by NBC4, G&J, Pepsi, WNCI, and Encova Insurance, announced today. No, they don't say they've canceled it. No. That would be too negative. Again, we're talking spin here. Okay, the board of the directors, blah, 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 and Encova Insurance announced today it will continue the commemoration of patriotism and family fun with a four-night televised event instead of hosting the traditional downtown celebration. This year, due to the impact of COVID-19 and a continued effort to stop its spread, Red, White, and Boom will not host the region's largest party where 450,000 spectators traditionally have gathered, nor host the Midwest's largest fireworks show. This summer, Red, White, and Boom will become a multi-day television and digital event looking back over the years of the tradition of parades, honoring veterans and the largest fireworks show in the Midwest. I'm sorry. So, in other words, for four nights, they're going to play old video from previous Red, White, and Boom. Seriously? That's what it says. This summer, Red, White, and Boom will become a multi-day television and digital event looking back over the years of the tradition of parades honoring veterans and the largest fireworks show in the Midwest. And then the folks from Pepsi, and okay, I know they are trying to make lemonade out of lemons. I know that. Okay? But, quote, G&J Pepsi is excited about the four-night television campaign, said Rick Kaplan, vice president of marketing for G&J Pepsi. Are you buying they're excited about this? We're so happy we canceled the biggest event of the year. Okay. I'm just thinking out loud, and maybe I shouldn't, but I would have much more respect if they said, our hearts are broken that we can't host Red, White, and Boom downtown. We are so disappointed. We know you are too, but we're going to make the best of a very bad situation. instead of, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, we get to see four nights of old videos and we're really excited about it. So anyway, it has been canceled. Oh, no, 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 I'm sorry. It hasn't been canceled. They've just changed the plans. Now, again, I'm grateful I don't have the responsibility. Because something like Red Wine Boom does have to be planned months in advance. There's no doubt about that. And if there's any chance of canceling, they should cancel it now. I agree with that. It's just, we really believe that with the numbers that we're seeing, that this, for the most part, is going to be blown over by July? I don't know. Again, that's not my responsibility. And again, I'm glad it isn't. All right. Did you hear that there is a brand new documentary out about Michelle Obama? Yeah. It's a Netflix documentary called Becoming. Why is it called Becoming? Because that's the name of her book. And it was a huge bestseller. It was. It was a huge bestseller. Becoming. And so Netflix is airing. Now, they didn't produce it. No, Netflix didn't produce it. They're just airing it. Who produced the documentary about Michelle Obama? Michelle Obama. Well, her and Barack. No, I'm telling you the truth. They have their own production company now. Michelle and Barack Obama own their own production company. So get this. Michelle Obama is producing or has produced a documentary about herself. I'm not making this up. But one of the quotes in her documentary, she admits that having kids was a concession and it cost her. In fact, let me read you the quote. For most, I mean, we're coming up to Mother's Day. Most mothers would go, greatest thing that ever happened to me was becoming a mother. I didn't give up anything. I didn't sacrifice anything. That would be most mothers. Yeah, not Michelle Obama. Let me quote to you from the documentary. My relationship with Barack was all about partnership. If I was going to have an equal voice with this very opinionated man, I had to get myself up and set myself off to a place where I was confident that I was going to be his equal. Now, I've done a ton of marriage counseling through the years. If I had a husband or a prospective bride or a prospective groom in the marriage counseling, hey, what do you want to do? Well, I just want you to know I am going to be his equal or I'm going to be her equal. I would never have married them. And I'm serious. I wouldn't. Anyway, she says, I had to get myself up and set myself off to a place where I was confident that I was going to be his equal. The thing that really changed it was the birth of our children. I wasn't really ready for that. That really made it harder. Something had to give. And it was my aspirations and dreams. I made that concession. Not because he said you had to quit your job, but it just felt like, I can't do all of this, so I have to tone down my aspirations. I have to dial it back. Those kids took away my dreams and aspirations. Wow. I mean, wow. This is why I think, this is just total conjecture on my point with no real proof, but this is why I think she is going to come out of the background sometime around the Democratic National Convention. And she's going to be on the ticket, either as vice president or possibly president. She has admitted she had to give up her dreams and her aspirations because of these kids. I wanted to be his equal. Now, what would that mean to be equal? Be president. She wanted to do everything he could do. He became president. She had to give that up. Here's how she could prove she really is his equal. That was her major goal in their marriage, to be his equal. What a terrible foundation for a marriage. Terrible foundation. Well, she may have an opportunity to prove that she truly is his equal. I don't know, but it's going to be fascinating to watch the place that Michelle Obama has with the Democratic Party as we get closer to the November election. I could be totally, absolutely wrong, but it's going to be fascinating to watch.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Talk about the ultimate irony and a huge dose of hypocrisy. How can he do this with a straight face? I mean, seriously, how can he do this with a straight face? Oh, who am I talking about? Joe Biden. Okay. Joe Biden is right in the middle of a scandal. Seven women have come forward and said that Joe Biden made them feel creepy, uncomfortable. His actions towards them were inappropriate. Now, six of them have said basically that. He was creepy. He made me feel inappropriate. His actions were inappropriate. He touched me inappropriately. It wasn't terribly, horribly serious. Just, you know, like the creepy uncle that shows up at the family reunion and nobody wants to be around. But then there is this woman who worked for him as an intern a long time ago. And she has leveled some very serious sexual harassment charges against him. Very serious. Very serious. Now, when Brett Kavanaugh was being confirmed by for the Supreme Court, Joe Biden came out, and I read you the quote yesterday. I read it to you. Concerning Brett Kavanaugh, Joe Biden said, "Every woman who makes this kind of accusation should be believed." That's what he said. Well, what about facts and evidence? Well, women should be believed. A woman wouldn't make an accusation like that. No woman would make an accusation unless it was true. And every woman should be believed, unless it's someone accusing him. So that was, I mean, just gross hypocrisy. But now we have this. Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education, I think she's doing a great, great job. Betsy DeVos laid down some new principles for sexual harassment cases, particularly on college campuses. Under the Obama administration, if a woman, or I guess even a man, claims sexual harassment or sexually inappropriate behavior on a college campus, that woman, or in a rare case, a man, does not have to face their accuser. They are just kind of automatically believed. And the person that is accused has no real due process. I mean, they really don't. So Betsy DeVos has issued new guidelines saying, hey, we need to take this thing of sexual harassment very, very seriously, but we have a constitution. And so the accused has the right to due process, and the accused is assumed innocent until proven guilty. Hello, common sense. Well, the liberal left is going crazy. The women's feminist movement, the Me Too movement is going crazy. Why? Because Betsy DeVos wants to abide by the Constitution. But again, the liberal left doesn't care about the Constitution. It's feelings and emotion. So get this. Biden is in the middle of this controversy. And he said last night that if he is elected, he will reverse the rule issued by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos aimed at giving protection to students who are accused. Do you see the gross irony there? He is the one being accused, and he's saying, hey, I have a right to be heard. I have a right to due process. So while he is in the middle of this scandal, and he is claiming he has a right to a presumption of innocence, he says if he is elected president, he will take away the presumption of innocence for anyone who has been accused on a college campus. In fact, he said, quote, it's wrong. And it will be put to a quick end in January of 2021 because as president, I'll be right where I have always been throughout my career. You ready for this? I'm quoting. On the side of survivors who deserve to have their voices heard and their claims seriously investigated and their rights upheld. Survivors, people who have been harassed and abused, deserve to have their voices heard, their claims taken seriously and investigated. Unless, of course, it's the woman accusing him. It has been a long time since I have seen that kind of gross hypocrisy and strange, weird, and I think even evil irony. Wow. It's good for you, but it's not good for me. All right. Gotta go. I hope you folks have a wonderful, wonderful evening. I really do. But please, folks, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember this, because it's true. If you are a child of God, you have been bought with a price. So remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.